I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Four new believers in Jordan just took an unprecedented step of faith. They were baptized.
It was just a beautiful, beautiful ceremony, special ceremony. They each got up and told their stories about how they had come to faith in Christ, and we worshiped together and then had the opportunity to baptize them.
That's Samuel with Redemptive Stories. He says the baptism was significant because each new believer comes from a Muslim background.
When someone crosses over from the other side into Christianity, there is a big gap in opportunities for them, but there's also a gap in security. So it takes unique, special situations, circumstances for them to feel ready and to take that step of faith.
And Wycliffe Associates' MAST strategy has helped in quickly translating the Bible into other languages by working with local translators. Yet Wycliffe Associates' goal is to see that the Bible stays fresh and alive for generations to come. To see this impact, Wycliffe Associates has taken initiative by deploying 83 print-on-demand systems in 26 countries. Wycliffe Associates' Tim Nye.
We've created these print-on-demand systems and units, which it includes printers, cutters, bindery equipment, things of that nature, all with the goal of making it possible for these local teams not only to do Bible translation, but to actually have it available right away, readily, so that the local believers can start consuming it immediately and seeing lives changed.
For details on Bible translation innovation, go to missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.